We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the two dots. We had here a machloikis in the Braisa, if Suma could tain a tainas Pesulim. It means that someone marries a Suma, assuming she is a Pesula, and then you find that she's not a Pesula. So Shal is that a taina or not? So Simcha says, no, there's no tainas Pesulim by a Suma. Now why in the world would a Suma all of a sudden not be a Pesula? We should assume she's a Bula, what happens? So the more my time with the sumchus, what's the sumchus? Omer Rav Zeira replaced shechavetas al gabi karka. Because she falls down, she can't see, so she falls down, she trips and falls down, so she for sure lost the psulim. So the thing more akasha, kulanami chabuti mechabti. Doesn't all children fall down? Like even if they can see very good, they jump around, they fall off the couch, they jump around. What's dafka suma? So tomorrow kulam raya is a maris lima. All of them see, and if they fall down and they break the psulim, they'll find dam, they'll show it to the mother. Zuini Roy, this one by a sumo, she never sees the dam, so if any marah lima, she doesn't show it to her mother. So Rashi explains that the one who's marah lima, so then she chaps that she's not a psula. And if she didn't let them know, so then she's fooling the husband. Masha'inkein, by a sumo, there, we know that there we know already that it's a becheskas beula because there the mother wouldn't know. So there is not by katayus. By a regular isha, if she wouldn't have had besulim, you wouldn't known about it. You should have told the husband. Masha'inkin by a suma, no one knows about it. So you have to always assume the worst and assume she's a beula, and therefore she assumes she's basically a mukaseis, and therefore there's no taina of taina's damim. So that's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos has a problem with this pshat. Tosfos asks that even if she's a mukaseitz, you still get a full ksuba. That's what the paskin. It's not like Tosfos have mukaseitz. So how can you say the whole sugya here is mukaseitz, a pella? That's Tosfos' kasha on Rashi, Dimasukulu. If you remember before, that there's no Dimak Tosfos here, it's a pella. So therefore, Tosfos learns a different pshat that usually, he learns a different pshat. He says usually that if someone has a mukaseitz, they become mukaseitz. So therefore, when the husband tainas, hold him shout, when the husband always tainas, where's your psulim? She should have answered back mukas eitz, since she knew about it, a regular isha. She didn't say mukas eitz, it's a raya that you talk a bula. Masha inkin a suma, we could do a tanina mukas eitz, because she didn't know about it. She never knew about it. Therefore, we always say, you know, maybe it's mukas eitz, she doesn't know about it. So that's what means no tainas psulim, because you always have a taina back mukas eitz ani, and therefore you get iksuba. That's tainas pshat. So different pshatim. Fi Rashi, the shaila is what's the assumed case? Is she assumed mukaseitz? That's what mukaseitz. And that Tosfos says that there's no mekhtayis anyway. Tosfos says dim pshat if she can have a taina, if we could taina for her mukaseitz. The last case in the braisa was hayoytzeis b'shem shem ra in lo knas v'pitui. Someone who has to get a get because of mitzi shem ra, which means not mitzi shem ra. A lot of times refers to a case where it's not true. In a case where it is true, so then in lo knas v'pitui. Why not? Because she's a ba'ula. Therefore, there's no knas v'pitui. Freitig Gemara Hayoytzes Meshum Shemra Baskili. She's supposed to be getting skila. So what's the kasha? So Tosfos explains the kasha is like this. Tosfos the Maskel Yoytzes. Tosfos explains the kasha is Upshita the La Vas Knasi. It's Pashadar Knas. The Habuula Vadi. If she had to get a get because of Moshe Shemra, or if she's really a case of someone she was in Zana. She's akide kach. She's chayev skila. So of course she's a bula. If you're giving her a skila, of course she's a bula. It's pasha that Adam believes she's a bula. So what's a chiddush then? If that's the case, regular shemra. Omrav sheish shoch kamar. It's not a case of classic moitz shemra where she's chayev misa. It's a case mishi yotzlov shemra biyaldusa stam. There was a bad name about her. She hangs out. Ein lo knas lepitin. A certain girl who hangs out with the wrong people. We nemon she's a bula and she's mezana. Therefore she has no knas lepitin. Amra Papa, what was the Shmami know from here? Hi Stara Reya Loima Vinaba. You see from here, you can learn out from here, you can deduce from here that a star that there were rumors about, you can't collect with it. Just like over here, there's a lady who's rumors with it. When we say she can't listen to Knasa Pitu, same thing, a star that has rumors with the same thing. Samara tries to analyze this. Hey Khidami. What's the case? It was just a coil, a rumor that the star is mezuyif. So the kavasei hacha, so we're saying about us also, the nafakal akala, the zanoi, that there was a rumor that she's a mezana, and we're saying just like by us, there's no knas, there also you can't collect with the star. But Amar Rava, yotzlo shem mezana beir, and choshelo. They used to have a shame of mezana, she's not a married kain even. A coil is nothing, a rumor is nothing. Ella must be the Oseh Beitrei. Two Edom came v'Omar lididu, and v'Omar Rami. They said lididu to us tavasini beisura. That the case is two Edom said that when she was younger, she came to us to ask us to do an issa with her. So we know she's very loose. Va'amri, yeah. So here also, so the kafsei hocha by star also. That's beitrei v'amu lidu amu zayfili. They came over to us and said, "Make me a ziyuf." Now both these cases, the two Edom didn't listen. Then it made smas barasha. They didn't listen, but they said, "Look, she's for sure mazana. She asked us to mazana." And same by star also. They're saying about this guy who wrote the star. He asked us to forge the signatures. So it's saying just like by isha, we say in la knas. So same thing by a star, we'll assume that this guy is Messiah for star because he's looking around for fake signatures. So Zamora says, no, it's not a riot, it's not a dimyan. Bishlam ha'asam, shichi prutzim. When it comes to znus, she'll find someone to mezana with her. If she's going around asking, she'll find someone. Shichi prutzim. Ela ha'acha, imhuch, so kol yisham, v'huch shgu. But Gabi Ziyuf, what's epis Edom have, you're not going to find Edom to Messiah. Why would he do that? Why would you do that? It's not like prutzim arise that people have a tie before. This is like the sign of your signature. So what's the dimya? Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you why. If he's looking for forgeries, probably if he can't find Edim, he will learn the signatures of the Edim and do it himself. He's so desperate over here. You see how big of a ganav he is. He's a crook. He's going to try to do it himself. And therefore, we're saying, just like by us, we're choshesh she was a mezana. Therefore, by Shtar also, we're choshesh they were a mezayit. Zok the new Mishnah. We had in the first Mishnah all the type of women who get a knas. Mamzeres, the Sina, we had a Geres, Shvui, of a Shivcha that were less than 3 years old, they stole a Basula, and we had a case of Baal Achoysev, Achoysishtoi. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'il she'en lem knas. The following ladies don't get knas. Habal Giyiris, Vala Shavuya, Vala Shivcha. Someone who's born Giyiris, or a Shavuya, someone who's a captive, Vala Shivcha, Shiniftu, Shishkarim Shakur, Yuseris, Avala Shosham, Vimechad. They got redeemed, or became a Ger, or got a Shikr, after they were 3 years old. And since after they were 3 years old, so we assume that they were a, we assume that the case is that they're a Ba'ula. That's the halacha. Rav Yehuda says Shavuya Sheniftis Rei B'Kishasa. The halacha is that Shavuya Sheniftis, he holds that there's no chash. Because she's b'chazaka that she was not mezana. After Pesach Deir, she's more than 3 years old. What about Abba Bitoi Abbas Bitoi Abbas Benoi? If someone was Ba Ma'anes, his daughter, his granddaughter, or his granddaughter to her son, and these are cases where it's this is a Bitoi through a different oinus. He was Ma'anes, a different lady. And that's the case of Bitoi. The case that his real daughter is included in the next case. Abbas Ishtoi, daughter of his wife, Abbas Benov, Abbas Bita. That means Sayyaf, it's his wife's children, Sayyaf, it's his wife's children through him. But all these cases are cases of Yechayiv Sreifa, Yechayiv Mises Bezdin. Eilam Knas. You don't get a Knas. Because he's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. She Mises B'day Bezdin. Mechom, Achoyiv Nafshay, Mises Chayiv Nafshay. Anyone who's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, ain't Mishal Mom, you don't pay money. Shnemar says in the passing, Lo Yi Asin Onish Onish. Only if there's no Asin Onish Onish, but there is Asin, there's no Onish, because come labor the Rabbinay. That's what the Mishnah says. So Mishnah says there's two parts to our Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is that Agiris and Shvuya Shivcha are considered Ba'ula, besides Rabbi Huda holds Agiris and Shvuya, and you have a second case of Mises Bezin. Now, Taisa speaks out the Elu, Taisa speaks out Akasha. It says, Afagav, the Raisa, Shvuya Leva Chesis Ba'ula. Karim Chol Duchta, Shvuya Kilu. What we say is Shvuya Kilu, it's only the Rabban de Gedin that we ask her. And Lechaira, if it's the Rabban de Gedin, you should get a Knas. We had this yesterday by Shnias. If someone with the Rabbanon, Midaraisa really is considered a Besula, so she should get a Knas. Just because the Rabbanon Chayshashvet, she loses a Knas. So Taisa says, yeah, in this case, yeah, because if she would get a knas, then people would let her marry a kohen. We'd say, oh, she's not considered a Ba'ula. So you want to strengthen that takana so much that she's not marry a kohen, we say she doesn't get a knas. That's what Taisa speaks out. So it says in our Mishnah, Pashpshat in Mishnah of Rav Yehuda is that Rav Yehuda holds that a Shavuya is considered a Besula. We're not worried she's a Mazana. On Rav Yechanan, Rav Yehuda and Rav Daisa and Madava Echad. Rav Yehuda and Rav Daisa hold the same thing. Rav Yehuda Damara, that holds that Shavuya, we assume she stole a Besula, and she was not Mazana. Rav Daisa and Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Shavuya, we learned in a Braisa, Shavuya, a Chelas Vachuma. A Shavuya who's a Bas Koyin could eat truma. We're not worried that she was ba'ula. L'alacha is if a goy is mezana with the isha, she becomes a halala and she can't eat truma anymore. So here, shavuya should not eat truma anymore. So Rabbi says no. We're not worried. Shavuya chalas truma. The Rabbi Daisa. So Rabbi Daisa really says the same thing. Rabbi Daisa explains the shita. Rabbi Daisa, v'chima osala ravi alaz. What did this Arab do who captured? Because he touched her, bein dadeha, makes a pasul kuna. He was not mezana. All he did, like Rashi says, is they just play around with them. They don't do any bia. So therefore, there is no problem of ba'ula. And Taisus speaks out, why pick Arabi? Why pick Dafka Arab? So Taisus, Nokot Arabi, Fish Hem Shatufim Bezima, Kadam Vakadushin. That's why we picked the Arabi. But upon him, Rav Daisa holds, there's no Chash. So Rav Daisa reads all the same thing. Omar Rabba, some of the Girsa Omar Rabba, says that no, it's not, you could say that it's not true. It's not the same thing. Dumullahi, Ad Kalakam Rav Yudahacha, Elsa Yechayta Niska. Really, Rav Yudah holds, she is considered a Bula, and she can't eat Chuma. What's the problem with our Mishnah? He holds, it doesn't make sense, the Chaytis V'niska. This guy's ma'ana someone, you make a big knas. You don't start giving him, you know, some special dinam over here. I have a hosom, karabons really. Maybe you got a chumah. He holds, no, you can't get chumah. Inam, he acts the opposite. Ad kala kabra abdaisa hosom, el chumah darabonon. That they allowed a shavuya to eat chumah means chumah darabonon. I have a knas da raisa, but knas, which is a mitzi mama med raisa, maybe karabons really. Maybe also like darabonon, that a shavuya is considered a bula. So therefore, we can say they're not diamond to each other. But what comes out is that the machlek is really Rabbi Yechanan and Rava, what the shita Rabbi Yehuda is. According to Rabbi Yechanan, shita Rabbi Yehuda is that we assume she's a bula, she's a basula. According to Rabbi Yechanan, shita Rabbi Yehuda is, assume she's a basula. According to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, she is chayta niska. You don't say chayta niska. That's it. Merely she is a bula, but chayta niska. It makes enough meaning from the Mara's Kasha that you have to know this. Rabbi Yechanan and Rava. So to Marvaita, Mara's Kasha on Rava, that Omalei Abaye, but time Yehuda Hachos Shlo Yechayta Niska is Pshan Rav Yehuda that really she's considered a Beula. Just here's us Shlo Yechayta Niska. But time went in a Brisa. Rav Yehuda Aimer Shavuya Shnishpis Harei Ebuk Tishasa a Shavuya that got captured. She's Becheskas Besula and Becheskas Kashrus. And Philobas Eseshanim. That means even she's a Beula already. She's Becheskas. She was not boiled to the Goyim and she became a Chalala. And Philobas Eseshanim even after 10 years because she was a Messiah. Ksuvas is Messiah. So Chayra, where's the Vahas Mashal Yechayta Niska? There's no Chayta Niska over there. She's considered a Basula Gabi Ksuba. So what's the Chayta Niska there? So what's Pshat Rav Yehuda there? So the Gemara, there's another reason. You're right. Still, Rav Yehuda holds really usually in that month she's a Ba'ula. There's another reason. Hasam Nami Dil Mimni V'Lanasla. We're worried that if we give her a certification that she's a Ba'ula, she's not going to get a Shidduch so fast. Therefore, we say she gets Ksuba Masayim, therefore people will want to marry her because they're going to assume that she's a Basula. Freyta Gemara, Akasha, and this is Daf Akasha Rav also, V'Sav Rav Yehuda B'Kedushasa Kaime, V'Atanya Lunt and Abraisa, HaPoydes HaShavuya, someone who's Poydes, this is a Kayin, who redeemed the captive, Yisiana, you can marry her. Made ba, if you give edus, lo yisiena. You should not made ba lo yisiena. This is I made a mistake. It's a question for Rav. It's a question on Rav Yechanan. It's a question on Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says that according to Rav Yehuda, b'gushos akayim. If Rav Yehuda is not shver, Rav Yehuda holds that really if Rav Yehuda she's considered a ba'ula, it's only a shloi yichayet niska. But Rav Yechanan says she's considered a basula. This kasha will be a kasha on Rav Yechanan, like Tosis points this out. This kasha after Rav Yechanan. Mishav Rav Yehuda b'gushos akayim. By the time the Brisa. HaPoydeh is a Shavuya. Someone redeems a Shavuya. Yisiena, you let him marry her. You redeem someone, you let him marry her. Meidba, but if you say Edis, and we think it's going on the same case, that you redeemed her and said Edis, that she's Tahira, lo Yisiena, you can't marry her. You can't marry her. Rav Yehuda, either way you can't marry her. So it sounds like Pshat Rav Yehuda is because you can't marry either way because she's a Be'ula and you're a Kayin, and she was a Mezana, and therefore you can't marry. Break the Gemara on the ratio. How good for Kasha? Arm at the Paydes, a Shavuya Yisiena. It says you redeem a Shavuya, you let him marry her. But I'm talking about Maid, Bala Yisiena. If you say Eidos, you shouldn't marry her. You shouldn't have Maid, Bala Yisiena. Because you said Eidos now, you can't marry her. So I says, holy Kasha. That's not Shavuya, because how come? Let's see, read it. Ha Paydes, a Shavuya, Maid, Bala. Yes, yeah. If you redeem the shvuya and you give edus, you can marry her. Meid ba just kadi, meid ba kadi. Only say edus on her. Lo yisiyan. It shouldn't marry her because we're scared. Maybe he's only saying edus in order to marry her. Buy paida her. You're not going to spend money on that. Put his money, throw his money away. So therefore, that then he can marry her. Masha inkin. If just as edus, he already had his eyes on her. Adkan the brisa. Makomim kashul Rav Yehuda. It's a kashul if you're Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda said lo yisiyanu, means I'm assuming that she was mazana. According to Rav Yechiron, the Rav Yehuda holds that she's not mazana. Makomim kashul Rav Yehuda. On Rav Papa, I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm a ben kachabecha yisiyanu. Both cases you could marry her because you're not kashul she's mazana. So we change it from lo yisiyanu to yisiyanu. Who do Rav Yehuda amar lo yelok ketani? And says lo yisiyanu. Rav Yehuda the brand the rabbanon kamal. Lididi. According to me, ben kachabecha yisiyanu. Either way, this guy who redeemed her can marry. Why? Because either Adis or redeemed him, or even nothing, you can marry her. Why? Because you assume she is she was not Mizana. El dechu, but according to you, ben gachabein leziana. Either way, if you chayish she was Mizana, what's the difference? If made ba upayda, lo yisiana bayle. So Rabbanon say back, no, upayda shua made ba yisiana. Why? Lo shadi in a zuzurchtiv. It costs you money to be paid there, and you spend that money, obviously you know she's mutter to you. Why else are we doing it? But if you just say, Eidus, Laisiana, Shema, Einem, Nasam, Ba, maybe you had your eyes on her, suck upon him. We are saying that Fir Rabbi Yechon learned that Ruda holds that we assume she was not Mazana. We had a Kasha, Ruda says, Laisiana. So either guy is Yisiana, or going to the words of Rabbana, going to Fir you that your Chaysh is Laisiana. Rabbana answered, no, it's a Chilik. That if someone spends money, so then you can assume she's pure, she's Torah. But if she says, Eidus, they were worried, Shema, Einem, Nasam, Ba.